Hello, welcome. This is the manager's role in strategic human resource management. So as a manager, we need to be strategic in how we goal set and how we plan out the process. A plan shows the course of action for getting from where you are to where you want to go. So we want to be instrumental in helping them get from point A to point B the most effectively, the most efficiently. So the planning involves setting objectives, marking out the objectives. They need to be able to accomplish objective 1, 2, 3, etc., and build off their success. Making basic planning forecasts. You need to be able to project out what type of output are you going to need from your inputs, from your labor, from your raw materials, right? From all of your assets. Reviewing alternate courses of action. Again, staying flexible. You need to make sure that we're staying flexible in our approach to make sure that we can make the appropriate changes during a changing market. Evaluating which options are best. We need to know what our options are, compare them, and figure out what's best for our organization, then implement the course of action to get those defined objectives. Choosing and implementing your plan. So after we've seen our choices, we know our options, choose the best plan, and then implement it. So in different organizations, you're going to have a hierarchy of goals. It is the traditional view that goals come from the top down to frontline employees from senior management as a chain or hierarchy of goals. At the top, the president, CEO, board of directors, they set the long-term strategic goals. Then it flows downward. So from the CEO to the president of the company, then to the vice presidents, then down to their subordinates. It flows that way, right? So the CEO or the president sets the broad vision, and it continues down until it gets to the operational level, and then those ideas are put into process, and then growth occurs. So this is kind of a hierarchy of goals diagram. So we want to look at the president, then the vice presidents, right? Then we're subdivided down into segments, right? The sales manager for each region, recruiting manager, training manager. So you have the president, the vice president, and then you've got different middle managers, right? So we want to consider this is the upper management, the upper crust, right? Then here's middle management that is delegated out from there. So in strategic planning, the company's plan for how much it will match internal strengths and weaknesses with external opportunities and threats in order to maintain a competitive advantage. So we want to maintain a competitive advantage against our competitors inside the market, right? So we need to know what our strengths and weaknesses are, right? So we need to have a plan that will help grow our strengths and improve our weaknesses. So the strategy is a course of action a company can pursue to achieve its strategic aims. We've got to be strategic in how we go through the process of developing our plan, implementing it, and then making sure we improve upon it once it's in place. So strategic management is the process of identifying and executing the organization's strategic plan by matching the company's capabilities with the demands of its environment. So you have to know your environment, and you have to know where you can take your shots, where you can try to drive for extra profit, try to get marginal revenue. We've got to understand where we can be strategic to take advantage of opportunities. Now, leveraging is capitalizing on a firm's unique competitive strength while underplaying its weaknesses. We need to leverage our strengths to increase our weaknesses, right? So what I mean by that is where we're strong, right? We need to compensate. We need to work harder, push through that output, right? And in turn, while we're pushing through our strengths, we need to bring up our weaknesses and improve those and find out where we are in the market and why we're weak in these areas in the market and improve upon them. So the strategic planning process, one, define the current business. What do we want to do? What market do we want to participate in? Two, perform external and internal audits. We have got to have those control mechanisms in place so that we can know where we have to be strategic and take advantage and exploit our opportunities. Step three, formulate a new direction. This goes back to the point of being flexible. We need to be flexible in business because things change, environments change, right? So let's formulate a new direction if need be, right? Number four, translate the mission into strategic goals. When we're formulating a new direction, we're going to come up with a new mission. Once we have the mission, we're going to turn that into strategic goals and implement those to achieve business objectives. Number five, formulate strategies to achieve the strategic goals. Right? We're continuing to develop the plan, organizing it, right? Number six, implement those strategies. Now, once we have our plan organized and developed, we have to go to the ground floor and implement those new ideas. Step seven, evaluate. This is the controlling function, right? We need to evaluate the metrics from previous performance so we can know how to get better moving forward into the future. So this is a traditional SWOT matrix: strengths, weaknesses, opportunities, and threats. So potential strengths could be market leadership, right? We need, if we're a market leader in our industry, that's obviously a strength. Strong research and development. We can research and develop new products, be innovative, high quality products, right? Those are strengths. Cost advantages. We play low costs due to economies of scale. And patents. We own the right to make this and nobody else does. Potential opportunities. New overseas markets. Growing globalization. Failing trade barriers, right? So, if you have barriers to entry in a market and those are deteriorating, we can take advantage and expose new opportunities in new markets. Competitors are failing, right? So if our competition is not performing well, we need to go and take advantage of that and take their market share from customers that aren't happy with their products. Diversification. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, right? Have multiple products that you can sell or services that you can provide. And economic recovery or economy is rebounding, right? When there is you come out of a recession and the economy is recovering, right? Take advantage of that. You can have a lot of opportunities in a rebounding economy. Potential weaknesses. Too large of inventory. If you have too large of inventory, most of the time you're going to have to sell your product for cheaper prices because you need to dwindle down your inventory. That's a weakness. You can't maximize your revenues or your profits. Excess capacity for the market. Too many players. Too many players in the market. Now, because there's too many players, whatever the product is, there's too much of it out there, and we're not going to sell as much. Management turnover. The stability of any company is its management. We don't want to see management, particularly high-level management, turning over frequently because that shows insecurity inside the organization. A weak market image. You don't want to be, as an organization, you don't want your image or your reputation to be tarnished by the choices of other people. So that's why it's important to retain and hire high-quality individuals with high character. Lack of management depth. Again, it goes back to the staffing function, right? Lack of management depth. You need to train, hire, retain, and train top talent. If you don't, you're going to have lack of management depth. Potential threats. market saturation, too much product, threat of takeover, right? Another firm wants to buy you out. You don't want to sell. They can come at you with a hostile takeover and buy you out on the open market for a set price per share. Low-cost foreign competition. We've seen this a lot recently out of the Asian markets. Low-cost goods coming to our domestic markets and therefore making domestic products too expensive. Therefore, the low-cost foreign competition comes in, and that's a threat. Slow market growth. The idea for our market or for our product isn't taking off very well, and it needs some more research and development, make it more efficient, make it more innovative, whatever it is for your product. And then another threat is the growing government regulation. That's something that we can't predict either, right? It's going to change administration from administration. Wherever you are in the region, changes government from government, so regulation is a growing concern. So let's talk about the types of strategies. Managers formulate three strategies. Corporate-wide strategic planning, business unit or comprehensive strategic planning, and functional departmental strategic planning. So let's look at corporate level strategy. What business are we in? Business one, competitive strategy. How will we compete? How will we compete? How will we compete? So we want to make sure that we are implementing a strategy that will deliver us from our competition by creating opportunities to expose them in the market to be better than them. So let's discuss a corporate strategy. A company's corporate level strategy identifies the portfolio of businesses that in total comprise the company and how these businesses relate to each other. So there could be numerous businesses under one parent company, and they all are interrelated based upon the decisions of the upper level management of that parent company. So concentration or single business corporate strategy. So now we're defining ourselves into one market, putting ourselves into one competition, one competitive strategy that we aren't going to offer product differentiation. We're just going to streamline one product, and then that is our strategy. And we're going to make that product the best that it can be and make it the market leader. Concentration growth strategies include market penetration, product development, and horizontal integration. So with market penetration, we're becoming a new player into a market and taking market share from existing organizations, right? And then we're going to try to continue to take market share through innovation, research and development, and growth, marketing, all of the above, right? Product development. We're going to continue to develop our products, making them better, understanding what the market wants, what consumers' desires are, and capitalizing on that. Horizontal integration, continue to have more and more fixed costs spread out across your business lines, and therefore driving costs down and raising revenues and profitability. Diversification corporate strategy implies that the firm will expand adding new product lines. So we'll diversify our product lines. We want to make sure that our risk is spread out among multiple product lines. So doing that allows us to take advantage of if one of our products is doing very well in sales and is beating expectations, but one of our other products, it's not meeting expectations and it's not performing as well, our overall return on investment will be where we want it, because the one that's performing well will make up for the one that's not performing well. So then the average on our portfolio will come out to a better average. Instead of us just being invested into one product, now we're spread out among several. So a conglomerate is an unrelated or diversification strategy that means diversifying into products or markets that are not related to a firm's current business. So now we're just kind of reaching out, seeing a high-performing market or a high-performing industry, and we want to take advantage of that market growth. So we want to, even though we don't have any experience in this market, but we want to take advantage of the market momentum, so we're going to develop a product line that can compete in that market. A vertical integration strategy means the firm expands by perhaps producing its own raw materials or selling its product. So instead of going to a middleman and buying marked up raw materials, now they can vertically integrate and create their own raw materials for fractions of the cost, therefore cutting their costs dramatically and increasing profitability and shareholder value. With consolidation strategy, the company reduces its size. So sometimes you'll see before companies file bankruptcy or something like that, they're going to try their best to consolidate down their businesses. You can see that happening a lot in retail right now, as bricks and mortar retail aren't performing very well because of online shopping. You're starting to see a lot of bricks and mortar retail close their doors because it's unnecessary cost. They're providing the labor, the lease, whatever it is, right? They're having to pay for that. So if they're in tough times, they want to consolidate their operations and reduce their size, therefore saving on costs. With geographic expansion, the company grows by entering new territorial markets, right? So with growing globalization, you're able to see greater firms go outside of their domestic borders and compete in international markets. So it's very geographic expansion centric. So we want to be able to go into new territory, capture market share from new territory. So again, you'll see the corporate strategy possibilities: concentration, diversification, consolidation, vertical integration, and geographic expansion. So strategic human resource management is the linking of human resource management with strategic goals and objectives in order to improve business performance and develop organizational cultures that foster innovation and flexibility. So we want to make sure that we are staying innovative, staying flexible, understanding market demands, being able to provide what the consumers need, and continuing to absorb market share as we grow. Strategic human resources management involves formulating and executing HR systems, HR policies and activities that produce the employee competencies and behaviors that the company needs to achieve its strategic aims. Strategic HR tools, as you can see, strategy map, HR scorecard, digital dashboard. So we'll talk about the strategy map. The strategy map provides an overview of how each department's performance contributes to achieving the company's overall strategic goals. So the strategy map will kind of just lay it out. It's like a roadmap, right? It's going to help you navigate as an employee, as a supervisor, what's expected of you, how long do we have to meet these expectations and these obligations, and therefore meeting the company's strategic goals. It also helps the manager understand the role his or her department plays in executing the company's strategic plan. So we want to know our role as we are going through this organization, planning, developing, implementing process. We need to know what we play, what role we play in this strategy. So the HR scorecard, it refers to a process for assigning financial and non-financial goals or metrics to the human resources management related chain of activities required for achieving the company's strategic aims, right? So it's just kind of a scorecard that tells us, hey, look, this is how we're doing from a financial and non-financial perspective, right? As the intangible, right? The intangible results of how we are managing our employees, right? Not always a financial benefit to the company, right? We don't always just want to see that. We want to know how our employees, you know, how is their well-being, right? The idea is to take the strategy map and quantify it. Managers use special scorecard software to facilitate this often. The computerized scorecard process helps the manager quantify the relationships between HR, right, testing, training, and so forth, resulting in employee behaviors, How well is their customer service? The resulting firm-wide strategic outcomes and performance, such as customer satisfaction and profitability. So, you know, taking all of these segments and combining them down into one scorecard helps you to understand your employees on a more well-rounded, quantifiable basis. Strategic human resource management tools. A digital dashboard presents the manager with desktop graphs and charts, showing a computerized picture of how the company is doing on all metrics from the HR scorecard process.